everyone. It's Veronica coming to you from Mindful Health Choices. It is January 17th. Sorry I didn't come to you as on Monday. It was a holiday and I spent some time with family. So I'm here midweek. I apologize for last week's podcast. I recorded it, but it didn't have any sound, which has happened to me before. I think, believe it or not, I have a set of earbuds that, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's done it to me before. So this is just going to be a quick check-in, and then I'll make sure that this one's working, and then I'll go on to re-record the Remember Your Whys. So just a quick check-in. We're midway through January. We're at the 17th, so we have two more Wednesdays left, sorry, in the month. So just a quick check-in. Just a quick check-in with yourself. I want you to ask yourself a few questions, like, are you following your intentions? Are you following your goals? Are you succeeding? Are you showing up as the best version of yourself? What does that look like? I think a lot of people, I was really surprised that the gym has not been busier than what it has been for the new year. So it does kind of make me question, like, is fitness, health, not on everyone's radar this year. I was talking to a colleague of mine and they were saying that they were wondering because there's so much illness going around. So maybe that's it. Maybe the ball's going to drop in a few weeks. I don't know. I don't love the beginning of the new year because I do feel bad that people do set out to set their intentions or their goals, whatever you want to call it. And they're going full stream and then something sets them back. That is why I always like to come on Mondays just to give you guys a good check-in and because, you know, it's absolutely right. Never miss a Monday because if you miss a Monday, then your intent for the week just sucks. It's kind of like if you don't make your bed for the, you know, for the day. It's a simple task you set yourself up for every day. And if you don't do it, you fail. You set your day up for failure. You know, there's lots of people out there. Mel Robbins is a big advocate for that. But, you know, I've heard before she even came along. So I've been making my bed now for, since I can remember, since I was a child, because in the 70s, you just made your bed. So anyways, enough on that rant. So, you know, just a quick check-in. I just want to make sure everyone's being the best version of themselves. That looks differently for everyone. I hope that January has been successful with setting your intentions or your goals and trying to meet them. For me, my intentions have been, my goals are pretty clear and I feel like I'm meeting them. I feel like I have more work to do. I feel like I'm not, I feel like I show up for myself every single day being the best version of myself that I can be. And I'm setting my intentions. Like one of my intentions is to be in bed at a reasonable time. Anyone that knows me knows that I require a lot of sleep, but it also helps with the recovery and all of that stuff. So I've been doing that. And I've really enjoyed that. I also enjoy getting up really early, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock to have my coffee and do my gratitude work and journal and read and all that other stuff and to be to the gym by 5 to get it done. So I feel like my intentions, those are just habits now. They're, you know, I don't even think about them anymore, really, so to speak. I mean, half the time my alarm doesn't go off. I'm just awake. Or if my alarm goes off, I don't hesitate. I just pretty much get up, you know, and just start my day. Cause I really, there's something about getting up early and reading and setting your intentions and all of that stuff that is gratifying. It definitely, I enjoy my mornings. I enjoy going to bed. I enjoy my mornings. So, and I like the Oreo filling in between the morning and the night. So anyways, just a quick check-in. I'm not going to waste too much time. I'm pretty much just doing this to make sure everyone's moving forward with their expectations of themselves, their goals, their intentions, being the best version of yourself. So I'm going to go on. I'm going to check this. I'm going to make this a podcast. It's quick, short, but I just want to make sure that it's recording. And then I'm going to go on to doing Remembering Your Whys. So guys, stay tuned and thank you for supporting me.